You know, I have never been as concerned about our country as I have now. And that's saying a lot, because through the 80s and the 90s, there were so many things that were occurring. I saw the changes that were taking place. But now the intensity of that concern is economic, and it is governmental, as you just mentioned. It is spiritual. It is military. It has so many dimensions to it. And what you said just now really goes to the heart of it, is that many churches have built an impenetrable wall between their church emphasis and whatever it is they call political, which is not political. It's moral and it's spiritual. You look at the things that are taking place in Washington right now with regard to abortion, for example, and healthcare. Can you imagine taxpayers being expected to pay for abortions? And I don't care what we're told about that healthcare bill. It has provisions in it. Not using the word abortion, but making it very clear where it's going. And our representatives, our senators, and others are admitting it. They expect it to be paid for. There are many moral issues like that. Where is the church?
And none greater, Dr. Dobson, than Christian doctors and nurses and others in the healthcare profession. They're going to be mandated to participate in these procedures. Regardless of the conscience.
There is no conscience clause.
Correct.
Yeah, they're either going to have to perform these procedures or they're going to have to leave the profession. And frankly, I've heard some doctors say that they would rather leave the profession of medicine than to be forced to perform an abortion. And I think if I were in that position, I would feel the same way. Rick, this may be an overstatement, but I don't think there's ever been a time in our country where we have needed prayer more than we need it right now. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that.
We have to be praying for our government, even those that we strongly disagree with. The Lord can intervene. And yet, you're aware of this, I'm sure. On the National Day of Prayer in May, the first Thursday in May, my wife, of course, is chairman of the National Day of Prayer, President Obama gave no public utterance to the call for national prayer. Phone calls were not returned. And the administration didn't even send a representative to the Cannon House office building, which is 3 miles away, on that day to call for prayer. And yet you're aware that on September 1st, just last week, the president hosted a dinner in honor of Muslims and in celebration of Ramadan. He provided a video to the people of Iran with regard to their religious emphasis. What does it say? And what conclusions are we to draw from the fact that the president had no time for a Judeo-Christian emphasis on prayer?